Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Discussions with Delia Farquharson. Delia is a licensed social worker and experienced life coach, dedicated to helping you achieve your goals and become your better self. She specializes in helping others identify the connections between your thoughts, feelings, and actions. Welcome, Delia.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us for another episode of Discussions with Delia. I'm Delia Farquharson, and I'm really, happy to be here this evening to continue the discussion that we've been having. And this discussion is really about how do we achieve our best life? How do we do that? How do we come up with the life that we want or the life that we imagine for ourselves? And that's really the genesis of this entire program was, this was born out of this belief that if we are not living our best lives, if we as individuals are not living our best lives, what's standing in the way? So that's the discussion we're getting ready to have this evening. But before we launch into that discussion, let me say good evening and welcome to my guest co-host, my awesome husband, Raymond.
Hello, Delia.
Hi, Raymond. So, the question that's posed this evening is, do you accept the power of your thoughts? Right? Because last week we kind of talked about, do you want to achieve your goals? So,
right, are you ready? Are you prepared?
Yeah.
Are
you? So now it's moving it one step further. And that step is about, do you understand the connection, like you said in the introduction, the connection between your thoughts, your feelings, and how things evolve, the action that comes about as a result. So what say you on this topic?
Boy. The power of your thought. Your question is, do you accept the power of your thought? I think if you stop and think about it, there's no way around it. I don't think there's any any denying that the thought that you have about anything is very powerful. It affects what you do, your actions, how you feel, and so on. So I think your thought is critical to a lot of the things that you do. Now, there's a difference between being, fight or flight, where you react, or instantaneous. That's different. But when you give thought to something, when you think about something, and you do something based on that thought, that's meaningful. Because you can change that thought, and then your action is different. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have a thought, do something based on that thought, and then regret your action. But the only way you're going to do that is to have given it thought after the fact. So any way around it, pre or post action, the thought is critical to whichever component. So the thoughts that you have, I think, play a major role in how you feel and what you do.
Okay. Absolutely. So the point of having this discussion, because the last thing I want is for our listeners to feel like, in any way, this discussion is circular. And it's purposeful. For me, the discussion is purposeful because it's about, I always had this discussion in many ways, Raymond. It's about how do you, you have these dreams, you have these aspirations, and if you're not actively involved in achieving them, what hinders you? And are you experiencing that sense of fulfillment? And I believe that, like you said, like your thoughts play this powerful role. But the fact is that most people, if you're even aware of your thoughts, might find that your thoughts, instead of focusing on what I want to achieve, is more focused on what I cannot achieve. It's more working contrary to what you say you want, rather than working in concert with it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's almost like, you know, you say you want to achieve these goals. You say, but when
your
you examine the thoughts, the thought is more negative than positive and supportive. Would you agree?
I agree, and I guess it ties in with a couple of other conversations that we had, where you know, one of the things we talked about last week was, you know, are you ready to achieve your, you know, to be your best self? And one of the things that probably would, for want of a better word, cripple your thought is fear.
Yeah.
You know, and fear is something we talked about last year. So the thoughts that you have, I want to achieve, or I want to be a better person, I want to be a better father, or a better husband, a better wife, a better mother, a better citizen of the world, can only happen by one thinking it and also acting on that thought in a positive way. Because if you think about it, I think it will then cause you to act in a positive way.
Right.
You know, what you say come out of your mouth is meaningless. It's just words.
All right, so I'm going to go with the premise that everything starts with a thought. Like nothing that is irrefutable. Like everything starts with a thought. All right?
Hard to rebut that, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Okay.
So if everything starts with a thought, the idea.
Can I go with most things?
Like, what would you say
does not
start with a thought? If you're going to say
if
that.
If somebody step on my toe and I swing around and hit them, I mean, probably it was thoughtless.
No, it's not thoughtless.
It
might be a subconscious thought, but it's a thought. Because
right.
You have to go with the thought that, all right, this person intentionally stepped on my toe and intentionally tried to hurt me, and I must therefore defend myself.
I could be wrong.
Right.
Right. Okay. So I'll say most, you'll say every. Okay.
Everything starts with a
thought. Okay. So we'll
if we go with that everything starts with a thought,
mm-hmm.
You know, imagination is everything, but it's the preview. Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attraction. That's what Albert Einstein said.
Read that again for me.
Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attraction.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, and there is a connection, of course, with being able to imagine things. Because that's what your thoughts are in many ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, being able to imagine how things could be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this really is, for me, a discussion about how do we achieve that purpose-filled life? How do we achieve that great sense of I am becoming or I have become my best self? And the role that thought plays in achieving that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so if imagination and thought is the preview of life's coming attraction, then what you are thinking and what you're spending time thinking about becomes really important. Because thinking about what I don't want is not the same as thinking about what I want.
Right.
Would you agree?
Right, but I guess my the things that I don't know. Why then do we think about things that I don't want as well, or as much as we do?
Do you think it's necessary to do that?
Is it because it's the responsible thing to do, where you said, well, you know, let's look at the pros, let me tell you something. And anyone listening to this can, you know, you can disagree or agree, but when, in a positive way, in terms of positive thoughts, things that you'd like to do, you can get lost in good positive thoughts.
What do you mean?
All right, I would I would like to be a better husband. I'd like to be a better father. I would like to be a better citizen of the world. I would like to help. I would like to be more forgiving. I would like to be more thoughtful. I would like to be more patient. Whatever it is for you, right? It is. You could easily go with that thought, as all of us at some point or the other have won the lotto and spent the million.
And it's
a feel-good thought. So then the flip of certain things that says, okay, but then what if? What's the opposite of that? You know, it's like having maybe not being a good citizen zone is not the best example, but it's like having a goal. You know, what are the things that would, then I start thinking, what are the things that would prevent me from achieving that goal? Is that being responsible? Or, as you said, is it necessary to have that thought? What are the things that would prevent me? These are the goals that I have. These are the things that I'd like to attain. All the things I just mentioned and whatever else. But there are certain things, I would have to do certain things, and I'm not sure I can do all of them. So therefore, I might not be able to attain my goal.
But see, this is where the incremental or, you know, focused thinking. So you don't have to accomplish everything all at once.
Okay.
Right? You just have to focus on the now, on what I need to accomplish now. So, for example, I want to become, I'll use one of your examples, I want to become a better husband.
Right.
Let me choose that one.
Okay.
So I want to become a better husband. Does that mean I have to become a better husband today for the rest of my life? I just have to become a better husband today. So how do I break that down? Well, how does that translate?
Right?
How does that translate? So that would translate into how I am interacting with my spouse. That would translate into what I am doing that would, you know, enhance the love and the loving relationship with my spouse. Because, so, you know, what does it mean for me to be a better husband? Does it mean I'm going to pick up my dirty clothes? Does it mean I'm going to wash the dishes or cook dinner? Does it mean I'm going to run her bath and rub her foot? You know, what does it mean to become a better husband? And those are the things that I, as the spouse, would try to do.
Right.
So I don't have to think about it as some far-reaching, you know, it's just what I'm doing right now that supports the goal.
Agreed, and that's the objective, responsible way to look at it. But I think at times we don't always do that, regardless of what our goals are, of saying, you know, while I'm setting these goals, there are certain things that I need to get done. Then, if we were that responsible about most things and our thoughts and our actions and so on, it would be fairly easy. You know, it would be fairly easy. But there are obstacles. There are reasons.
No, but see, that's where I'm going to challenge you, Raymond.
Okay, I like
that's what where I'm going to challenge you, because that's the whole point of having this discussion, is that we have been thinking that there are reasons, and we've been thinking.
Okay, so let's use that line. We've been thinking.
That there are obstacles. And I'm challenging you that if you change your thought, you change what you perceive as reality.
But are you not saying then there's no place for looking on the...
And again,
everything is the same.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
No, but not everything is the same. To say, well, you know, who would argue? There's a difference. There's a difference. And I think we have to put things in different buckets. Who would challenge one thing? I want to be a better spouse. I want to be a better father. Who would challenge that? Where would the challenge be? I'm going to open a restaurant. I am going to do something. I'm going to, you know...
Right. I'm going to start a business.
Exactly. That's different.
No, but it isn't.
No. It's different because I think folks might say, but you've never managed money before. You've never opened a restaurant before. The last time you did it, it was a nightmare.
But wait, sweetie. But that, this is where you... I'm saying
Raymond,
to you...
Raymond, dear. Raymond.
But this is where I'm saying to you that going into it with that thought, with that thought of, well, I've never done it before, therefore I must not be able to do it, is a defeating thought. But if you go into it saying, okay, I have not done it before, but I'm sure I can do it, and I can learn to do it, and I can ask someone to help me do it, rather than, those are totally different thoughts, and that's a totally different approach. So you're shifting the energy in a way that says, instead of going in it saying, I haven't done it, so I must be a failure.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with that. Being realistic, but having realistic thoughts, realistic goals, and working forward towards that.
Okay.
Rather than saying, I'd love to do it, but here are all the reasons why I can't.
Right. Because, again, I'm going to challenge for you that idea of realistic. Because I think, that, you know, it's the thinking. It really is about the thinking, you know. And we've been conditioned or socialized to think in a certain way about what is real and what is not real.
What is real and what is not real.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that is a, is something that, that reality changes based on how you think about what's going on.
Okay.
Right?
That reality changes your thought.
No, your thought changes the reality.
Your thought changes the reality.
That's how powerful your thoughts are.
Oh.
Because your thought can change what the reality is, because it is your thought that actually creates what you see as reality. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that this is kind of deep, but I think that it's really important for us, because we've been conditioned and socialized to think that things happen to us. And I want to propose and advance and promote the idea that it is our thoughts that make things happen. And what we think and what we focus on bring those things to us.
Okay.
And so if we can focus our thoughts on what we want, on the positive things of what we want, that we can change our reality and change the experience that we're having in this life.
Positive thoughts.
Yeah.
So there, you're saying then that there is no place or opportunity for thought contrary to positive things.
Okay. When you have a thought that is not a positive thought, how does it make you feel? Wait, how does it make you feel?
Positive thought, it has, you know, has, it's a feeling that is uplifting and feeling good.
Yeah, when you have a thought, listen to the question,
mm-hmm.
When you have a thought that is not a positive thought.
Can I rephrase positive?
Okay.
Because here, like I said, contrary to, because if you... And I don't want to mix it. I don't want to mislead anybody in what I'm thinking. If you have something that you're thinking about, that is you having a goal or setting something that you're trying to do, that is something positive. I'm going to do this, and here are the reasons why I'm going to, and I'm going to forward this, and I'm going to learn. It won't be easy, but I will educate myself, ask all the right questions to try and forget where I'm going, as opposed to saying, well, I've never done this before, just like I said before. I think there is a place for it.
For what?
I think there's a place that you qualify your good thoughts. Because good thoughts on its own, without being qualified with the question, with the certain question, then can become careless and
I don't
careless.
Understand
that. If I do not question what I'm doing, it's not necessarily negative thoughts, but vetting my good thoughts. I have this good idea. I have this good thought. I have this good goal that I'd like to achieve, and I'm going to achieve it. However, it needs to be scrubbed with how exactly are you going to do it? What are the things that could prevent you from doing it? What hurdles, realistically, do I have the time to devote to this? Will I have to stop doing something else to achieve that? Is not necessarily negative thought, but qualifying thought.
Okay, so
I don't want to make it negative because it has that negative, as you said, feeling and connotation. But at the same time, it's scrubbing it.
What
through.
Is the difference, Raymond? What is the difference?
You are qualifying your thought. Can your thought stand up? This thing that you have in mind stand up to responsible, thoughtful questioning, you know, vetting of the idea. Rather than just the idea on its own. If it has nothing to go against it, it's euphoric. It's fine. It's actually perfect. But relative to what? Having been challenged by what? What are the reality in which this thought lives?
And you know, and this is where now I'm saying to you that we are going to separate.
No.
Separate the fact that you're saying that the thought needs to be scrubbed, and I'm saying a thought in its purity is, I want to, let's be adventurous. I want to pay off my mortgage.
Thank you.
That's a thought, right?
Sure.
So I want to pay off my mortgage.
Okay.
Okay, and so how do I want to get that done? I want to get that done by increasing my income.
Okay.
How do I want to get that done? I want to increase my income by, continuing to work in a field that inspires me while making more money. All of those things are...
Why don't I just get a job, regardless of what it is?
No, but see, because you might get a job that does not make you happy.
But the ultimate goal is to pay the mortgage.
Yeah, but the ultimate—that's the ultimate goal. But the ultimate goal, not at the expense of everything else.
But once the mortgage is paid off, I don't have to continue doing it.
That's what we say to ourselves, right?
That's what
we say to ourselves. But that's not necessarily what occurs.
Okay. Right. I'm listening.
But it's about saying that I don't have to say, well, maybe I'm not going to get a job that's going to pay me enough. Or, you know, I'm going to have to look for a job that pays me X, Y, Z. You see, so you can say scrubbing the thought. That's what you're saying, is scrubbing the thought. But I'm saying that that's the negative voice that we've been conditioned and socialized not to expect good. For some reason, we've been conditioned and socialized to expect that something bad is always going to happen.
I don't disagree with you, but that's not what I'm proposing. I am not proposing don't take a chance. I'm not proposing...
I'm not either.
You know, no, I know you're not. But I am proposing that your powerful thought, that I agree with you, that we all have, you know, needs to be validated, needs to be not. We all have thoughts. We all have ideas. We all have goals of varying degrees, right? And we have hopes and aspirations for our loved ones, our children, and so on and so forth. But there's the reality in which we all live. For the same example you used in terms of, I'd like to pay my mortgage off. How do I do that? I'll get another job. Now, that's going to vary from person to person. Can I really truly work a second job? Really and truly? If the job is at midnight to 8, can I really do it?
But what I'm saying to you is...
But I'm going to look for a job. However, there are certain realities, certain realistic things that I'll have to be honest with myself. Maybe I can't work another job. Right? But I have to come to that realization. It doesn't diminish the thought. It doesn't diminish the goal. So I have to look at something else to do. So I'm saying it stands up, having been scrubbed, with your own reality. I absolutely, truly, absolutely support the idea that your powerful thought that you have plays a very significant role in your life. Keeping positive thoughts will lead to positive actions. However, your positive thoughts need to stand up to being vetted by objective, realistic thought being given to what that goes.
And I am going to challenge even that. I am saying that what you're proposing is this objective reality.
Yes.
Is a conditioned idea that your thoughts in and of themselves,
yes,
are not powerful enough to kind of create the reality that you are craving.
Man, are we here next week?
No.
We're not here. All right, so can we then put it out there that the next time we're on this, we will continue this, and I will advocate for folks, whenever you listen to this, you know, if you could call in, because I think it's a narrow line. I think it's an idea that says, it's not one that says we're stuck in our mud with our negative thoughts. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. People do that, and we all, to some varying degree. And I understand the idea of proposing. Let's stop having these negative thoughts that are holding us back. Let's have positive thoughts. Let's have positive outcomes. Let's think positive, resolve our whatever obstacles that are in the way, and move it forward. It might not move us forward as fast as or as easily as, But as long as you keep moving your feet, as long as you keep moving forward and having positive thoughts, you will more than likely, if not always, have positive outcomes.
And I say that that's true. But, I'm also going to challenge this idea of being, you know, stuck in the mud. Because, again, it's the reality that your thoughts create, that your thoughts change your reality. If you can change your thoughts, if you just change your thoughts, you can change your reality. And it is that immediate, I want to say.
Well, I guess, okay, I have no basis on which to argue that.
You know,
But the idea of saying your thought that you're having, I still stand by it, you know, needs to be, ought to be, should be, vetted against objective, clear thought. Whether it's only with yourself, whether it's with, share the thought with someone, where you get feedback. You know, it's not like you're not going to have that type of debate whether or not you want to be a good husband, a good wife, a good whatever. Nobody's going to argue that. You have to come to those conclusions. And, you know, and again, talk is free. How are you going to do it? That's personal. But there are certain things that you just, by itself, good thought is just good thought. It doesn't really truly live. What do you mean?
It doesn't really live
in a reality.
It does.
I'd love to continue this.
What do you mean
because
it doesn't live in reality?
Listen to me. Because your thought by itself
is reality.
It's your perception is your reality. But until you put that thought into action, it's a thought.
Okay, but this starts with a thought. Yeah, but this is what I'm challenging. It is thought that brings things into reality.
Absolutely. But before you put that thought into action, should you not, based on what that thought is, make sure that what you're about to put in action, having now thought about it, has now been vetted, and again, I say the same thing, has it now been vetted and say, listen, this thing is real. This thing has good thought. It's not just because I am dreaming about it and not being seriously putting it through some sort of having it be validated, so to speak. And then know I can put this in action. Because a thought by itself, without being against anything, is like if you're running and nothing else, you're not, everything else is running at the same speed that you, nothing is moving.
Everything is moving.
Everything is relative.
But everything is moving.
But you won't know. Because
everything
it's not
is
relative.
Moving.
You know, it's like you can't tell if something is big or small unless there's something else to make it big or small relative too. So it has to be, you know.
Listen, wait.
Yes, ma'am.
The thing about it is, and this is something that we grew up with, and I was thinking about that yesterday. It says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Right? So it is your thoughts that make you who you are. It is
depends
your,
on what your actions are.
Okay.
Because not every thought leads to an action. Not every thought. You do not act on every thought.
No.
Exactly.
But every thought is acted on because thoughts create reality. So even though you might not think you're acting on it actively, the fact is that by having the thought, you are putting energy in place to cause an action to occur.
Okay.
So, watch your thoughts.
Yeah, I agree.
They become words.
Yeah.
Watch your words. They become actions. Watch your actions. They become habits. Watch your habits. They become character. Watch your character. It becomes your destiny. So we won't be here for the next couple weeks.
Oh, it's 2 weeks. All right.
So please check out our archives. We've got tons of shows over the last year or so. And if you have not been listening, please do check out the archives, Blog Talk Radio, Discussions with Celia. Thank you for listening today. And be mindful of your thoughts. Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Discussions with Celia. Check us out on the web at discussionswithcelia.com and like our Facebook page, Discussions with Celia. Please follow me on Twitter at DiscussionDelia. Thank you again for listening. Peace and blessings.